Unit 20. The air car. Many people think the greenhouse gas CO2 is a major contributor to global warming. Almost half of the CO2 produced comes from cars. This CO2 is caused by the burning of gasoline within a car's engine. Reducing the pollution that cars put out is a priority for our environment. Thus, a lot of attention is being given to other kinds of fuels for cars. A wide range of new fuels are being explored. Some new kinds of fuels are already in use. Some cars run on natural gas or alcohol gasoline. These are better than gasoline, but they still produce some CO2. Other cleaner ways to power cars include using electricity or solar energy. However, there are still problems to figure out with these. The technology so far has been difficult. One car company in France, on the other hand, thinks there may be another answer. They have come up with an air-powered car. Designed at MDI, the MDI engine runs entirely on air. In regular cars, gasoline burns and this causes air to expand in the engine. The expanding air moves the parts of the engine, in turn propelling the car. Air cars have a simpler process. They use compressed air from tanks. The cold air from the tank quickly expands on its own. This moves the parts of the engine without the process of burning. And since the car is powered by air, it doesn't put out any harmful gases. These cars can go up to 110 kilometers per hour and over 200 kilometers on one tank of air. But that's not all. The compressed air running the engine also acts as a natural air conditioner.